When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Solomon. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola. Solomon, welcome to the random question. Let's see here. Solomon, are you going out with anybody?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing that you're not dating anyone?
No, I'd like to be dating somebody.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say that you are in a happy relationship, all right? Things are going great. You finally meet the one. If I gave you $50,000, would you leave them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn, didn't even think about it. Can we go lower than that? What if I said, here's $25,000?
Yeah, I'd use it to be able to live with my daughter.
And where does she live?
All right.
In Texas.
Well, it's going to be cheaper to live in Texas no matter what you do.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez,
you know?
Man. Yeah.
I mean, hell, you could sell your car and live down there.
What is the lowest dollar figure that we could offer you, and then you leave that person who, as Miles said, this is the one. Like, everything's perfect, great relationship. $10,000?
Yeah, you know why? Because my daughter's more important than any relationship right now.
Sure. Okay. Well, that makes sense. No, I hear you. I mean, if that's the goal. So that's a goal that you're working on regardless of whether you're going out with someone or not. Where does she live in Texas?
In a place called Harper.
Okay.
Are you making plans to get down there? Like, is there any effort on your part to actually move down there?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I've got some things in motion that hopefully I'll be down there before the end of the year.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
6.
Okay. Do you have joint custody? In other words, could you have weekend visitations or whatever the deal is?
Actually, my mother has custody of her.
Oh, really? Now,
how did this happen? What's the situation that led to your mom having custody?
It's a long story, but I can give you the quick part of it.
All right.
The baby's mom was on drugs, and I was living in Seattle and about to lose her to CPS. So my mom says, "Hey, fly her down here," and I had a really good job here in Seattle, so I ended up staying up here. And then I go down to Texas to visit a lot, but it's been too long, and so I just want to have my daughter.
Yeah, yeah. What's the airport you got to fly into?
San Antonio.
And then how far is the drive from there?
About an hour and a half. It's right next to Kerrville, where all those floods were.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. And matter of fact, they used to live in Kerrville.
Really?
But Harper's about 40 minutes from Kerrville. It's called the Hill Country. But it's like Harper is supposed to be the nicest city or area to live in the whole state of Texas with the schools and the neighborhoods. Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Contractor.
Okay, so pretty easy job transitioning, trying to find a. I would have to assume you could find a job pretty quickly, right?
You know, yeah, but I think I've got a couple lawsuits pending, for a few things, so that should be helping me as well.
All right.
I'm kind of done with the contractor thing because I'm pushing 60.
Okay, yeah, and, say no more.
Yeah, and my body's just feeling it.
No, it's not. You're not shooting blanks at 54, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I said I'd be 60 soon. I had her at 50.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
how much would it take for you guys to leave your wives?
A bucket of KFC.
No, seriously. Well, is there if there was
bucket a bucket of Popeyes?
What would you What would you say that she would say? How about that? Because it's easier to put it on them than it is for you to come up with that number, right?
Bucket of churches.
Yeah, I have to go back over to Grimmerton.
Man, that's a tough question.
If I walked up to your woman and I said, "I got $2 million in cash," if you leave your husband,
I like to think that she'd say no.
I think my wife would say no.
Okay.
I'm very confident. Look, I might be dead wrong. I might be living with complete false confidence.
Right.
But I'm very confident that she would say no. I'll tell my therapist that later.
I think Mike's wife wouldn't take it. I think the only reason your wife might.
Thank you, Ted.
It's just because the kids.
Sure.
So with $2 million, you could pretty much establish like, all right, it sucks that I'm leaving my husband, but
I can put my kids through college.
They'll be taken care of through college. Right. That's the only reason
I can
fathom.
But see, that's the caveat. I'll be like, no, how about I'll give you $10 million, but I get to keep the kids. She would not take it.
What if the guy who sells shoes at Nordstrom just said, hey, you want to hang out?
She'd be gone. It's not a dollar amount. It's about the dude.
I don't have to even give her a dollar.
You give the
wife. How about $5 million, Mike? Is she walking out on you for $5
million? $10 million, she might get it done.
You don't think $5 million?
No.
Tax-free.
She need,
you think you're $10
million
worth.
$5 million.
No,
tax-free.
I think it's 10.
The house is paid for.
It is.
Everything's paid for.
Basically, what she's going to want. She's going to want the house paid for. She's going to want the animals taken care of. And she's going to want front row tickets to the Jonas Brothers anytime they come around.
All right. Okay. Well, it seems like $5 million will take care of that.
If I could not offer her $10 million, but I could offer her meet and greets and front row seats to any Jonas Brothers concert whenever they play, would she leave you?
Probably.
Yeah. I'd say it's not even about the money. It's like.
That's right.
Is it one brother? Or would
she, it's Joe.
But what if Joe says, I want to introduce you to my brother, John. John Jonas.
Kevin.
The ugly one. What if it's the ugly one? I don't even know if they got it. Every boy band has an ugly one.
Oh, yeah.
Like Back to the Joey.
But they're brothers, so it helps. They all look pretty much a lot alike.
Okay. But one of them's uglier than the other
one.
That's
a fact. I mean, look at the Gibb brothers.
They're still the ugly. Maurice.
Barry's a good looking
one. Yeah, Maurice's ugly.
Or the young one that passed away, Andy Gibb. He's a good one.
Yeah.
So what if it was the ugly Jonas brother? Would she do it? Just to be close to Joe or whoever it is.
If you got to think about it, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Nick and Joe are just so much more famous. And Kevin's just kind of like, are we still going to do the Jonas Brothers stuff? My single career never really took off.
Right.
So Kevin Jonas, he's the one. That would be the guy then.
I mean, Kevin's my guy.
You like an underdog.
Kevin's
story.
My favorite, man. He's the good dude. But
is he a good dude?
Is he like the Rudy?
He's the only family
man.
He's the one that's not divorced. He's got the good stable family. He's the guitarist in the back. He's not the pretty one or the talented one, other than the fact that he plays on the instrument.
Well,
he's
not an ugly guy.
No,
but that's what I'm saying. They're all brothers. So I think that helps. It's not like a normal boy band where it's just a group of dudes.
Yeah, and you always get the ugly one.
I'm currently awaiting the answer from my wife because I just texted her. I said, "Would you leave me if someone offered you $10 million?" The ellipses are coming and going, which means that she's thinking about it really, really hard.
So you're just seeing the dots. Right.
Now I'm going to text.
Exactly.
You're just seeing the dots.
The problem is $10 million is a lot.
That's
of money.
A lot of cake,
like,
man.
Baby,
like
I'll
even
love
for
you.
Me, I'm just thinking about like I'd leave a lot of stuff for $10 million.
Yeah, I mean that's serious. $10 million. $10 million tax free.
Her response depends on how I feel that day.
Damn. I'm texting my wife now. I'll see you.
What if today she says no and tomorrow she says yes?
We'll ask again tomorrow.
Right. Jeez, we'll see how this goes.
All right.
I think I'm screwed. Because I feel like she has those days more often than she doesn't.
I'm just trying to think. Like, what would it take for you to just walk away from everything?
You mean a dollar amount?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're never walking away from your kids. They're always
going
to be part of your life.
Right. But,
you know, I mean, I'm still friends with my exes. It's not like we hate each other or anything like that. We get along. We call each other. We talk to each other.
I gotta
wait. How we're doing.
When my kids graduate high school, then I can revisit this question. Because then I can quote unquote walk away because they're already on their own at that point.
What if already know? The moment your son graduates college, you're going to get $10 million. It's done.
Maybe, man.
You can still be friends.
I mean, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, look, it's. I got $10 million. You don't.
Right.
But I got $10 million.
You pay off the
kids
house.
Kids are grown.
You pay off the house.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole deal. I don't know.
I think I've got to screw up bad one day, and then someone comes to her with a $10 million, and I think it looks a lot more tantalizing.
I don't think I have to screw up.
Would you move?
Would I move?
Would you move? If you have $10 million, would you move?
Yeah. Oh.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. I'm out.
Okay. Where are you moving to? North Carolina?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Because for $10 million, you could live for the rest of your life in North Carolina
exactly.
and not do a damn thing. You only do what you wanted.
I'll enjoy the simple life.
That's exactly it.
If you want to go work at Trader Joe's 3 days a week or 2 days a week and just kind of hang out and talk to people, you can do it.
Hell yeah.
That would be my ideal kind of retirement job.
My ideal retirement job is I got to finish this book on the beach.
No, but I still got to stay a little bit
busy.
And
finish my Mai Tai.
I would obviously like to work at a golf course. But I mean, other
than
that.
That should be your thing, man.
The problem with working at a golf course is sometimes you got to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because golf, like now, all right? So
what time do you get up to go to golf?
It's daylight at 5:30. That's when the tee-off times start.
Yeah, but you already get up early.
Yeah, but I'm not up that early.
But
it's
an old man.
4:45. I don't want to get up that early.
I think once you retire, something happens where you suddenly get up an hour and a half earlier than you ever did when you were working.
Right.
Correct.
I don't know what the hell it is. Yeah, if you don't have to get up, people don't mind getting up. I did it Saturday. Out of bed, 4:30 in the morning, they don't care.
Yeah, Saturday, like, I didn't have to be up any special for anything early. I got up at, like, 8, started doing stuff. Yep. Today, it was like, I'll never get now.
I know. Right. I hate this.
I know, exactly. Also, you know what I do, man? I got 10 mil, right?
All right.
I'd move somewhere like Montana or something like that, and I'd open me a Buc-ee's.
A Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
That is your dream, is owning a Buc-ee's.
To open a Buc-ee's.
Do you think there's enough of a, there's not enough of a population there to really make it profitable, is there? Or is it just people coming through?
I don't know. I feel like if I open a Buc-ee's, people show up.
I think Montana, Buc-ee's. If you opened a Buc-ee's, yes, people would show
Why?
Up at your Buc-ee's.
What, like, Sheets I get. I've never been to a Buc-ee's, so I don't understand the allure.
Oh, you just summed it up right there, my brother. Well, yeah. If you've been to a Buc-ee's, you would get the allure.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't explain it to you. You got to go to one.
I don't understand. Like, what do they have that a Sheets does not? Because Sheets has pretty good food.
Brisket.
Ooh.
They have brisket at Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Brisket on the board.
Brisket on the board.
They chop it up. They make sandwiches. They have that jerky bar. They have beaver nuggets.
You had me.
People love them.
So they have a barbecue place within each and every Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
And they make their own brisket there.
Correct. And it's good.
Really?
Okay. See?
There's a lot of stuff you can do. But I'm just old Bucket Ted.
Do they have ribs or is it just straight brisket?
I mean, if you go to like one of the giant ones, they have other stuff. But they're famous for their brisket sandwiches that are almost always ready. But then it's fun if you're in there and they open a new brisket. The one guy yells, Mike, act like you work there with me. So I shows up in front of me. I go, brisket on the board.
Brisket on the board.
And everybody yells, brisket on the board.
Do all the
you get all excited. And you're like, oh, man, fresh brisket.
Does everyone like run over to the brisket person then?
Well, yeah, now it's
yeah,
fresh.
you got to watch him chop it. Yeah, sure.
Huh?
Get you some brisket.
Buc-ee's.
Hey, look, as stupid as it is, I've been here long enough. I can't help it. Every time I go to the market, I want to see him throwing fish. Right? You go to a Buc-ee's, you want to hear him yell brisket on the board and start chopping it up.
You're right. I've been to the market 1,000 times, and I will just stand there and watch them throw the fish once. But I'm like, okay. But I need if I'm here. I'm going
to
watch.
You guys ever caught, you ever gotten the guys to throw you a fish?
Once.
Did somebody do it once?
Yeah, it's I forget how heavy
they're heavy. Yeah.
They're heavier than you think they are. They're flying through the air like they're not heavy.
The dude followed me with an octopus one time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. He followed you.
I was walking through, I was leading the group, right? It's very crowded in there, so I got my hat up in the air so that they see where I'm going. But I walked right in the path of this guy's vision.
Oh.
And so he just had this dead octopus that he's following me with now so he can help signal the rest of my group.
I was dressed as bacon. So they were like, Bacon, get back here, catch a fish. I was like, all right.
So you caught fish and dressed
Why were you dressed like bacon?
Yeah.
Why were you dressed like bacon?
My buddies had a company called Bacon A's and Bacon Salt. They had bacon soda, so I was taking some photos for them as the bacon.
Yeah. I actually had a bacon outfit made.
All right.
Which was just
foam strip of bacon.
Correct. That had been spray painted. So, like, it'd be like if you saw somebody from 10 feet away with a cigarette, be like, get away from me. Like, I will go up quickly.
Flames. Yes. Reason we ask, would you leave your partner for $1 million? They say money can't buy love.
No.
But what if love could buy money? A new poll asked people, would you leave your partner for $1 million? What is the percentage of Americans of both sexes that say, for $1 million, I would absolutely leave my partner?
I'm going to say 20%.
20%.
That's what I was thinking. I'll go 30.
All right, I'll be the high one. I'll say 35.
43% of Americans would immediately leave the person they were with.
For $1
million. Almost half of Americans.
Well, think about it. Sadly, it goes the other way, too, right? I mean, I know. I was the youngest in my family. As soon as I was done with high school, my mom's like, I'm leaving your dad.
Oh,
but
right.
Just financially, she just couldn't do it till we were all out of school.
That's basically what this says.
And I think it depends. If you ask someone in Seattle that question, like, dude, $1 million can barely buy you a freaking house here.
Yeah.
It's almost a nothing burger, right? Yeah. But, yeah, if I live in North Carolina, $1 million, hell yeah.
They say maybe a lot of these relationships are on the fence, but
think?
All relationships go through ups and downs.
But
yeah,
but 1 million?
But 43% say no matter what, 1 million, I am out.
Damn.
Now, in the same poll, 40% of Americans said they would accept 33 million, even if it meant financially ruining someone else who they love.
Oh.
Another 46% said they consider it depending on who gets destroyed in the process. Believe it or not, more of these statistics on this poll. How many people would actually enter a real-life version of Squid Games for a shot at $33 million, despite the game's 99.8% death rate? What percentage of Americans would play Squid Games for $33 million, even if they knew more than likely they were going to die?
63.
50. Straight up 50%.
46%.
46.
Damn.
Again, what are the odds?
90.8% 99.8%.
You're
going
to die.
That you're going to
There's
die.
There's one person that survives Squid
That's
Games.
Correct. Yes.
You're going to die.
Right. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
50% of Americans would embarrass themselves on live TV for $1
million. Sure. I've already done it.
13% would do it for just $5,000. In which instance? The hot dog?
Eating hot dogs or in high school being shirtless at a game on TV? Like, I mean, it was on ESPN.
Oh, damn.
I work in radio. Yeah, I'll embarrass myself on TV.
For basketball or football?
No problem with that.
That was basketball or junior year.
Okay. How much money? If you had, would you give up sex for $1 million?
Yeah.
You would. For the rest of your life.
Oh, you left that part out, dude.
Yeah.
No.
Give up sex entirely. $1 million.
Give it up for a year. You're like, yeah, sure.
No, this is giving it up.
No.
Nah.
Can I still, like...
masturbate?
Yeah.
Yep. No problem. 41% of Americans said they will stop having sex for the rest of their life for $1 million.
God damn. Have you seen Ted bench press lately?
No.
He's really strong. Oh, yeah, I am. And I'm angry.
You doing a lot of curls there, bud?
Yeah, no kidding.
For
His right arm is massive.
For $1 million, 60% of Americans would ditch technology and live off the grid.
I could do that.
I would if I could.
What was the percentage?
Yeah, 60%.
See, I think a lot of that, though, is people watching videos and have this fantasy of how simple life is easier somehow. And
it
it's
is
like,
not.
It is not at all. So I think a lot of those people, honestly, I'm calling BS on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a buddy, his wife for a while was like, I think we should just move and raise horses. I was like, did you grow up on a farm? She's like, no. And I'm like, do you fathom how much work that would be to maintain a running farm?
It's not a puppy, dude.
Would you guys frame someone in this room for $1 million for a crime that they did not commit?
What's
they
the crime?
Depends on the crime.
They would end up going to jail.
No.
No.
Okay. So you wouldn't do that. So they
have as an answer.
$1 million?
$1 million.
How much time you doing? I mean, how much time is this person doing?
Yeah, how much time am I doing? I'll say five.
That's really the thing.
I'll say
right?
5 years. 5 years.
No,
I could set you up for 5 years.
I could get you 18 a record.
Months?
Like, if you're just going to get a record for something and on time served, like, yeah, I'll do that. I don't want you to actually be in jail.
6 months as we go through the court.
Right. Yeah, 5 years, I'd feel bad. But again, 18 months, you're at 12 for good behavior, dude. Right.
Believe it or not, 55% of Americans would reject $1 million if their parents controlled that money.
If their parents controlled
it? Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if someone else controlling the money...
what's the point of having it,
right?
Do you know what the one thing people will not do for $1 million?
Kill somebody.
Murder.
They will not lose Facebook or social media.
Oh,
21% of people would pass on $1 million if it meant deleting their social media accounts.
I would get rid of it. I enjoy watching TikTok.
$1 million.
Dude. The rest of it is a time sucking.
You could get rid of it for $1 million.
I would.
And for a million?
And 80% of the people would not do that.
That's ridiculous.
That is insane to me.
That's crazy.
Find something else.
I really do think
you will send my ass to prison, but you won't give up Facebook.
That's right.
I think that's very telling.
It's crazy.
For a crime I did not commit, you would frame me for $1 million.
But
heaven
forbid.
You ain't getting rid of Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I firmly believe, like, if we didn't have these jobs, I would spend a lot less time looking at, frankly,
crap.
Kind of BS stuff.
Yeah.
But it's good to know and, like, already know what happened and this and that. But, yeah, sometimes it's like, I don't really care about that story. Like, I don't really care about the Coldplay thing, but it's funny, so we're going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I find it fascinating as well. I really do, just based on the fact that, like, this guy loses his job.
Yeah.
This person moved out of this person's home. Both people were married. The whole deal.
I'm got an like, answer?
Yeah. Wow. I was at the Mariners game yesterday, and I swear to God, there are cameras everywhere, man. And I had a plan that if the camera got on me and my dad's girlfriend, then I would act like I'm all hugging up on her, and then I'd duck beneath the seat.
That's been happening a lot.
I already had a plan. Yeah.
My wife, by the way, she got back to me. I said, would you leave me for $10 million? She says, is it forever or for a period of time to get the money? And more likely not. Although, getting rid of all of our debt would be nice. Followed by, would you leave me? 2 question marks.
Don't respond.
Someone else
says, don't respond. Just keep it
quiet. A million's not enough. And then in the end, she says, I doubt it, though. Money causes new problems.